Welcome back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Talk 92.7 FM in Madison, Talk 101.7 FM. Call-in number at 844-967-2789. Incredibly awesome guest tonight, Dr. Gloria Ladson-Billings, Emerita Professor, College of Education, University of Wisconsin-Madison. We were imagining in the last section, first of all, normal. Wait a minute, I don't want to get back to normal because there was a whole lot of things that weren't working for a lot of kids when we were, quote, normal. And then moving into the idea of we have this opportunity, this portal moment. And Gloria, you talked, though, about two of these four pandemics. And I just, do we have an opportunity, though, to also say, you know what, we know there are going to be people that are going to look to exploit these, not to make things better, but how do we move and say this is our moment in time? And I look at this from my background, particularly in advocating for teachers and a teacher educator, and looking at this moment in time for teachers to say, no moment in time has ever been more clear for you to be an agent of the profession that you stepped into to now advocate and do what's best for kids. Because there's, for me, it's, I love the way you said this portal, but there's this opportunity of uncertainty of what to do. And people are asking teachers how to come back. And I'm trying to work with them and say, this is your moment to reclaim professionalism. If you reclaim that professionalism by stepping into the portal and understand that your job is a professional who's going to advocate for the equity of all kids.
Right.
And I just, for me, I'm sitting there going, that's, you know, we've talked about teachers leaving the profession in droves, and a lot of that, you know, comes out of a demoralization of not being able to teach well, feeling like they're not serving the kids who they knew need to be served well. And here's, for me, this is one of those golden possible moments. Are you going to step through the portal? Because I guarantee you there's somebody thinking, in fact, I've already heard about this right now, that in this moment in time, how are we going to hold teachers accountable while they're online? Because they might be at home not actually teaching. And so this already, this lazy teacher is being emphasized as opposed to saying, we have an empowered teacher. And then I also look at this first semester and say, all of those four pandemics that you pointed out, what if our curriculum focused on truly looking at those things, these wicked problems, as other people define them in academia?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is really, really important for us to remember is the reason that we were able to see, for example, the incredible disparities and the way in which not only the country, but the world kind of rallied around the situation in Minneapolis with George Floyd, mm-hmm. was because the portal, well, where we are, this mm-hmm. this COVID-19 moment put us in a place where we have almost no distractions. We couldn't go to the ball game. We couldn't mm-hmm. go to the concerts. We couldn't go to the movies. And so in some ways, we were forced to focus on those things that are right in front of us. I've said to a couple people, how is it that people really rallied around George Floyd? George Floyd's video is not that different from Eric Garner.
Mm-hmm.
But what was happening, and I think it was the filmmaker Ava DuVernay who said, the difference is in George Floyd's situation, it's one of the first times that the frame, the picture that we saw, had both the victim and the perpetrator. We never saw them together like that for anybody else. Mm. And so the fact that you can see this officer's face while he is kneeling on this man just upset people no end. And again, they didn't have anything else to distract them.
Yeah,
they couldn't go to see the Bucks. They couldn't go to the movies. They had to, in many ways, pay attention. So the question, I think, is how long can we hold on to the attention? Another thing I think is really important is, particularly in the beginning of the pandemic, when schools closed, people began to realize just how important teachers mm. were.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they also realized that teachers are providing, there's a value added from the school experience mm-hmm. that has nothing to do with end of year grades, nothing to do with testing. I've been talking to a lot of administrators, superintendents, principals, and they all keep saying to me, we had no idea how important the social emotional needs of the kids were. One principal from Virginia told me she wasn't thinking at all about reading and mathematics. She said, I have seen these kids be so isolated and needing to be around other caring adults and being around their friends. And that's where we're going to, that's what our startup is going to involve, yeah. is well, attending to the kids' social and emotional needs.
The social emotional needs, we thought about this too. The, like you just, you know, the, as we come and think about what neoliberal ed reform was largely based on, massive standardized curriculum, testing, ranking, sorting, shaming. It's like, that really wasn't that important, was it? Now that we see, you know?
And the fact that in at least two other talks I've talked about, in the midst of this, we've learned that there's some things that we thought we couldn't do that turns out we can. We mm-hmm. thought, for example, that we couldn't give all these kids electronic devices. We said things like, oh, no, they're going to break them. They're going to steal them. They're going to, you know, sell them, right? Mm-hmm. But guess what? We distributed yep. them anyway. We also said, oh, we cannot possibly have a school year without any testing. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
And in fact, the University of Wisconsin is not going to require SAT or ACT tests for the next year's freshmen.
Right.
So guess what? You don't have to do the test. I tell people all the time, and I think when I say this, people think I'm anti. I'm not anti-test. I really am right. not. A good test can tell you a lot of stuff.
Sure.
I'm anti the test being used as the be-all, end-all, and the proxy for student learning.
Right.
Kids are always going to learn more than we can test. And for people who just swear by tests, I tell them all the time, if you think the tests are the be-all, end-all, then you probably think the best drivers in our society are 16 years old, because they have passed the test.
Now, and we know statistically,
all of us know they cannot drive.
So passing, you know? Yeah, you pass the test, but man, you're a horrible driver. No,
I will attest to that for myself. I came home from the DMV in Philadelphia, bragging about the fact that I had my license, and my mother was smart enough to say, "I don't care what the state of Pennsylvania says, you can't drive." So,
well, Dr. Gloria Ladson-Billings, thank you so much for spending the evening with us tonight. So much to talk about. I'm with you out there continuing to do this. I'm believing, I'm holding, we're stepping through that portal. Busted Pencil's back after the break. Thank you, Dr. Ladson-Billings.